with regards to the explanation of a few verses of the Quran Majid from the juz that was recited last night in the Taraweeh Salah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Close to the end of the first juz, Almighty Allah spoke and praised Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa idh ibtala Ibrahim rabbuhu bikalimat fa atammahunna. That remember how many exams, how many tests. Kalimat means how many commands we had given Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He fulfilled it all. Qala inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. Upon the fulfillment of those exams, those tests, Almighty Allah declared, we have made you the leader of mankind. Normally when a person hears about getting a leadership, then he also feels that I am also ready to be tested. And we wait for the test. Almighty Allah gave the test. It is called the commands of the Sharia. In the next juz, فَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَا, Almighty Allah will make mention of the different kalimat that the people of this ummah were given. The people of every Sharia were given. Kalimat means exams, laws, tests. In every law, in every test, there is so much of benefit. But before the person starts practicing on that command, that law, he finds it very difficult. The beginning of the juz, Sayyakulu Sufaha, started. Sayyakulu Sufaha umin al-Nasi was referring to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When after reaching Medina Munawwara, for a good couple of months, he faced Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas in his Salah. That was also the Qibla of the Jews of Medina Munawwara. Thereafter the command came that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must face to the Kaaba. سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ. Almighty Allah says, at that time ignorant people will say, that how has he turned away from his Qibla? If his Qibla was in one direction, how could it become in another direction? They missed the one point, that it is not a direction that we are facing. Everything is the command of Almighty Allah. Whether it makes sense to our small minds, or whether it is beyond our minds. The beginning of the first quarter of the second quarter of Sayyakul, from which the Qira'ah, the Taraweeh started last night, Almighty Allah now makes indication to this very thing. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Piety has nothing to do with direction. That whether you are facing in the east, you are facing in the west. Everything got to do with the command of Almighty Allah. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. The beginning of piety means that a man's aqaid, his beliefs come correct. This is the crux of Islam. And thereafter the details Almighty Allah will mention. The beginning is iman. Everything is a command of Almighty Allah. The command might be hard. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرُبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. Allah Ta'ala says, piety is that a man, despite having so much of love for wealth, ala hubbihi, still when he is commanded by Almighty Allah, he will now give that wealth. It's in his heart, it's in his pocket, it's his hard-earned wealth. But he understands the command of my Allah is everything, because I have entered into what is called Islam, I have submitted. Sometimes a person has a problem with his family member, the command of Almighty Allah is, you must help your family member. He got a greater right over you than others. Ala hubbihi, despite having so much of wealth, love for that wealth, he now gives his wealth to his family. Wal yatama wal masakin, he sees the orphan. He feels, why should I help the orphan? That was the father's job. He got his own inheritance. But he hears that the command of my Allah is no. You must show kindness to the orphan. He sees the poor person in front. He becomes irritated. Why is he always hassling me? Then he remembers the command of Allah. He takes out his wealth. وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, he sees a traveler. وَالسَّائِلِينَ, someone comes to ask him. وَفِرْ رِقَابِ, there is a slave who is trying to get free. He is called a مُقَاتَب. This man takes out his money and he helps him to buy his freedom. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, you will find him staunch in his salah, perfecting his salah, making great effort in his salah, because all of this got to do with Islam. You will find him calculating his zakah, properly giving his zakah. He is not cutting by the rands and the cents. He wants to give more, not less. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. He has made many promises. The beginning promise was the promise he made to Almighty Allah. When Almighty Allah asked, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Rabb? And right at the beginning, in the alam of the souls, he had answered, Bala, that, O Allah, who else is there for me? Fulfilling the promises, no matter how hard it is in this world. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Difficulties will come on this path, but he is patient on those difficulties. The hardest, the most difficult of times is وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, at the time of war. The wife sees the husband going out for jihad fi sabilillah. The children see the father going. They do not know whether that child, that father, will ever come back. The mother has to hug her son, and she says, oh my son, be patient in the battle. That man who is going out knows he is leaving behind his wife, his children, his family. وَحِينَ الْبَعْثِ, it is difficult for everyone. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Almighty Allah says, this is the proof of your truthfulness. That man who said, I am ready to submit. In the first juz, Almighty Allah speaks about, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. That when Almighty Allah said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, submit, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I submit. All of us submitted. But to be truthful in our submission, may Almighty Allah make us truthful. In the beginning of this Surah Baqarah, when Almighty Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that this is the book you are looking for. La رَيْبَ فِي, there's no doubt at all in it. It was at that moment said, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. However, that group will find hidayah in this Quran, who have the quality of taqwa. The person wants to know what is taqwa. Almighty Allah here explained it. Taqwa means to be truthful in that submission to Almighty Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Almighty Allah said, these are indeed the people of taqwa. Truthful to Almighty Allah in every condition. And thereafter in this juz, the details of these commands of Almighty Allah come. Each command at the beginning, at the outside, looks very difficult. The demand of Islam is, totally I accept it. Whether it makes sense to my mind, to my heart, whether it is wara'ul aql, beyond my mind, when it has come from my Allah. The beginning, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumul qifasu fil qatla. Almighty Allah says, commands have been sent to you. Each command is a test for men. It is a test, will you accept the command of Allah? Will you carry out the command of Allah? Command number one, al-qisasu fil qatla, qisas. Someone has been killed, he has been caught, he is brought to the judge, he is found guilty, the law is qisas, the other party is demanding it. When this person is being taken, now to be killed, there might be some people who will feel, but this is unfair. There might be a woman who is crying that you're going to kill my husband. There might be children in front there who are looking, that my father is going to be killed today. It will be very difficult on the hearts and the eyes of so many people. But one thing will make all of them accept. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَى. That when the command came from my Allah, I will have to lift up my hands. This is Islam. When the command of Allah will be accepted, later on man will understand that besides benefit, 100% benefit, there was nothing else in this command. It was only for the benefit of mankind. Almighty Allah later will say, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٍ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. O people of intelligence, you had to think deep about this, and you would have realized that in the law of qisas, there is life for mankind. One law came down, so many lives are going to be spared after that. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Almighty Allah gives command, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. A command has come, that in the month of Ramadan, it is your food, it is your drink, it is your wife. But when Almighty Allah's command came, the food becomes haram on you, the drink becomes haram on you, your own family, your own wife, who you brought her through the name of Allah into your nikah, she becomes haram on you. The command of Almighty Allah, in the month of Ramadan, the whole world submits. And everyone understands later on, that in submission, how nice I feel, what a wonderful Ramadan. It is with Ramadan that my whole year is opened up. In submission to the laws of Almighty Allah, there is only khair and khair. But the beginning of submission might be difficult. Man still has to submit. Whether he understands the command, he does not understand the command. Throughout this juz, Almighty Allah will mention that this command has come. This command, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. Then the command of the Hajj came. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ. that person on whom Hajj has now become farz, he has put on the ihram. Now for the next couple of days, it could be 1 month, it could be 2 weeks, it could be 5 days, as long as that ihram is on. Whatever his tabiyat, his nature was before, he loved his itar, he loved his soap, he loved to be clean. Now he can't just do anything. Why? Because he has submitted to the decision of Almighty Allah. Now being dirty because Almighty Allah wants to see him in a dirty state, dashafil hair, now this becomes more beloved to him because it makes my Allah happy. I loved my itar because my Allah loved me to smell nicely. Now I don't have any smell at all, because more important than what my nature wants is what my Allah wants. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقُ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Now you have put on ihram. Now you cannot even talk about things regarding relationships between man and woman. You can't make any indication she's your wife, but you cannot talk of these things now. وَلَا فُسُوقَ. In that condition of ihram, you are not feeling so well. Now someone troubles you. In the normal world, you tell a person, today I'm not feeling well, just leave me alone. That's when your temper is going to blow. Almighty Allah says, وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Now there is no arguing. Now there is no fighting. You must submit to the command of Almighty Allah. وَلَا فُسُوقَ. There must be no sins. There must be no disobedience. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Now it is only good and good that you will be doing. Before other commands are mentioned, Almighty Allah then zimnan mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. That commands are before, commands will be after. O people of Iman, ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. That we need you to enter fully and totally into Islam, meaning total submission to the will and to the command of Almighty Allah. Whatever the command was, as Ibrahim alayhi salam was given, بِكَلِمَاتٍ, you will also be given. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. You will find on the sides of Sirat al-Mustaqim many footsteps going. Those are the footsteps of the devil. Do not move towards the right. Do not move towards the left. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Indeed, he is an open enemy. But a person who wants to kidnap a child, he will never show his enmity. Rather, he will put something in front for the child to move. How the mother warns the child, please do not go to any stranger. Almighty Allah is saying to the people of Iman, remember your enemy will pull you to the right. He will want to pull you to the left. Just remain on this path. No matter how difficult it might be at the beginning, your job is Islam. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. Almighty Allah says, Islam everywhere, even in the battlefield. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ. Now fighting has been made farz upon you. Once upon a time they were asking, can we not fight against the kuffar? The command was not given. Now when the command has come, وَهُوَ كُرْهُ لَكُمْ. Fighting in the path of Allah, it is something very difficult for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Almighty Allah says, it, perhaps it is that you dislike something. وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Whereas there is so much of benefit for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And many a time you want something. You want that there can be no war in the world. You want if I can just sit at home and relax. You want that if there is no hard and difficult laws. وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. Almighty Allah says, many a time you would like something, love something, whereas there's nothing but evil in that for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ. It is indeed Allah alone who knows. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You do not know. But even in war, more than important than what you want to do is the command of Allah. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. There is certain times where you can fight. There are certain times when you cannot fight. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Liquor was the order of the day. They loved what they liquor. They loved their liquor. It was the beginning and end of their life. Gambling was their pastime. Almighty Allah says the command has come. They ask you regarding intoxicants. They ask you regarding gambling. قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ. Say to them, then in it there's a lot of sin. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. And indeed, if they try to show the benefits of it, Almighty Allah says, we know there is benefit for man, but وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. The sin behind the two is much worse than the benefit. This is Islam. It was not going to be a long bayan. It was not going to be explanation after explanation. It was one command that comes from Almighty Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made one announcement in Medina Munawwara. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I saw that person who had taken the bottle right to his lip. Right to the lip. and he hears an announcement, a caller calling out in the streets of Medina Munawwara, liquor has been made haram. He says that thing is brought down. I see that day on the streets of Medina Munawwara, in the alleys, everywhere, nothing but liquor, and liquor is flowing. People, how they threw it out. The command of Almighty Allah had become everything for the people of Islam. May Almighty Allah make it that our hearts also happily open up to the decision, to the command of Almighty Allah. وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. The command of Almighty Allah will determine who you will marry. You saw a pretty girl, you want to marry her. The first command of Almighty Allah is to see what her deen is. If she is a mushrika, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ. Almighty Allah says, you will not be allowed to marry this mushrika. She is a Hindu girl. Perhaps you saw her when you were studying. You saw her in the work. حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَّ. As long as she hasn't got the sifat of iman, she might be the most beautiful girl in your life. You might say, what wonderful character she got. Almighty Allah says, وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ. That even if there was a slave girl who had iman, she would be much better for you than this mushrika. No matter how beautiful she may seem to you, no matter how wonderful her character, Almighty Allah ends, أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِ. That if you want to ask, why can't I marry this girl? Almighty Allah says in the ending, she will be doing nothing. Her family will do nothing. The people around her will be doing nothing, except that they will be calling you to the fire of Jahannam. Either you or your children will get influenced by their ways, whereas Almighty Allah, He is inviting you to paradise and to the mercy of Almighty Allah. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ. It is your wife. She is in your nikah. Her entire body is halal for you. Almighty Allah says, but even there the command of Almighty Allah. They ask you regarding the time of hayz, when she is bleeding. قُلْ هُوَ أَذَنْ. Say to them that this is difficulty, this is dirty, this is harmful. فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ. During those days, she is your wife, but stay far from having relations with her. The command of Almighty Allah was going to come in a person's marriage. It was going to come even in talaq. وَإِنْ عَزَمُ الطَّلَاقَ. Almighty Allah says, when the time comes to give talaq, even there the command of Almighty Allah is important. الطَّلَاقُ مَرَّتَان. Man is angry with his wife. He is shouting her. Now he wants to give her a talaq. Again the command of Almighty Allah comes. How you will give the talaq? In which time you will give the talaq? How many talaqs will you give? You will give one, then you will leave her for a while. You will decide. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the laws of Almighty Allah. Do not pass these laws. In your anger also the law of Almighty Allah is most important. In your happiness when you're getting married, the law of Almighty Allah is most important. Your husband has passed away. وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا. In death also the command of Almighty Allah. The woman is mourning, she is crying. That's the time when people will say, just leave her now, don't say anything to her. The demand of Islam is no. Even in your mourning, the command of Almighty Allah is the most important. How she will mourn, for how long she must mourn. Amazing is the command of Almighty Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, besides a husband, a person doesn't have permission to mourn for more than 3 days. The wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her brother passed away. It was after 3 days she called for some perfume. As she was applying that itar, she said to the person in front of her, that I have no real need for this itar at this time, for this perfume. But the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that more than 3 days you should not mourn. Not putting on this perfume will be like a sign of mourning. So much of azmat, so much of honor they had for the commands of Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah bless us with that. How they looked at every command and it was nothing but Islam. Do you submit? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They would say, I submit for Almighty Allah. In my happy days I submit. In my difficult days I submit. In my weakness I submit. In my strength I submit. In my youth I submit. In my old age I submit. When dying I submit. When a child is being born I submit. Islam from the beginning, Islam to the ending. May Almighty Allah bless us all, that we can enter into submission totally for Almighty Allah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا